back to the Chicago Tomahawk. I'm Mike, and today we're going to go over something that I found really interesting on Twitter last week, and that was a few people talking about retired numbers. Now, typically, this really wouldn't be that huge of a thing to talk about, but, you know, with the Blackhawks, there is, there are two very popular eras that happened. That was the 90s, and now the, I don't even know how to describe it, the 2010, the cup years. And I'm going to get into that. You know, looking back into, the past, a lot of times we look to, the past with rose-tinted glasses. And, say, for instance, number retirees, like, we'll use Chris Chelios for an example. This is probably one of the most, divisive players from the 90s that we had, typically because he went to Detroit and he said that he would, he hated Detroit, but, and then he resigned there for many, many years. So, number one, maybe he had a bad fallout with Dollar Bill, and it wasn't really put into the media. Nobody really knew about it. I don't know. But he is one of the most popular Blackhawks and one of the most popular Blackhawks for a lot of people to hate. Played for the Blackhawks for a long time. But does he have the numbers as a Blackhawk to have his number retired in the rafters? Now, why this is very decisive is because Brent Seabrook also wore number 7. Brent Seabrook played more games for the Blackhawks in the number 7 jersey, and he was a lifelong Blackhawk. He never played for any other team, which, in my eyes, really kind of sets him aside from Chelly. Yeah, Chelly was a great player. Chelly played for the Blackhawks for a long time, but he didn't play for the Blackhawks as long as Siebes did, and Chelly didn't win 3 Stanley Cups with the Blackhawks as well. No, Siebes did not win any Norris trophies, but as we've come to see, the Norris Trophy over the past, I would probably say 20 years, has turned into a offensive defenseman type of a trophy, and doesn't really reward the guys who excel at the defensive aspects of the game. Something that Seabrook did very, very well was cover up Duncan Keith's shortcomings as a defenseman. Duncan Keith was a very, very good defenseman, but he was not a defensive defenseman by any means. And when Siebes just couldn't play anymore, these shortcomings were very evident from Dunks. Not a knock to Dunks. That's just not his game. He's a offensive defenseman. That's, who he is. Siebes also scored some huge goals for the Blackhawks in the playoffs for them en route to their 3 cups. So the number one comparison I am putting right off the bat, Chelios, Siebes. I think Siebes gets a number 7 in the Raptors on his own. I know a lot of people are not going to like to hear that, but over 1,000 games played as a Blackhawk, won 3 Stanley Cups. Yes, no Norris trophies, but he also played every single game of his career as a Blackhawk. Lifelong Hawk. I think that it's got to go to Siebes. It's kind of difficult to say, though, too. Even as a 90s kid, growing up, I was born in the 80s, but 90s was my time when I grew up watching the team, and Chelly was one of my favorite players. I remember when he had an A on his jersey, and then I remember when he got the C, and it's just hard to it is a little hard to put him in that category, but unfortunately, I think the number retiree goes to Siebes. Next, I'm gonna hold the controversy a little bit. I want to talk about Jeremy Roenick. Now, Jeremy Roenick was a huge player for the Blackhawks. He was actually the last Blackhawk to score 50 goals as an offensive player. As last player for the Blackhawks to score 50 goals, I should say. I'm sorry. One of my favorite players of all time, by far. I just thought, I loved this game. I thought that he hit people, he scored, he got assists, you know, he back-checked. He can score some highlight reel goals, you know, and his personality was something that flourished, you know, later on in his career as well. So I absolutely loved Roenick. Should Roenick have his number retired by the Blackhawks? This, I am not sure. Only because he wasn't a lifelong Hawk. Very, very popular. And you know what? He had a very big impact on the team. And he had a very big impact on the fan base. And all of, I would definitely say, all of Blackhawks fans love Jeremy Roenick. Should he have his number retired? I hate seeing other players wear his jersey number. I had a hard time seeing Oduya wear his jersey number. I don't like seeing Reichel wear his jersey number. So me personally, talking from the heart, I would say that Roenick gets his number retired, considering what he means to many. Has his numbers predicated that he become that gets his number retired? Probably not. Roenick, unfortunately, probably will never have his number retired by the Blackhawks. I think that he would be remembered as a all-time Blackhawk favorite, but I don't think that he necessarily did enough to have his jersey retired. Next, I'm going to throw in Gary Suter, just because he was another fan favorite of mine. He had played for the Blackhawks for many, many years, and he played with Shelley a lot. But I don't think that Gary Suter did enough as a Blackhawk to have his number retired, especially considering Al Secord, which was probably the generation before mine, one of that generation's favorite players. I don't think that he deserves it over that player. So, no, I'm going to say Gary Suter does not get his number retired. Next, I'm going to go Ed Belfour. Now, Ed Belfour, believe this or not, everyone, was a starting goalie, and his backup at the time was Dominic Hasek. And just to think that the Blackhawks had these two players at one time, it's absolutely insane what could have been. Obviously, Dominic Hasek left and became one of the best goalies of all time playing in Buffalo. But I don't think that if he would have stayed in Chicago, that he would have had his opportunity to shine, because Belfour, number one, was such a good goalie. Number two, he had the personality that really got people behind him. He just seemed like a really cool dude. And number three, you know, obviously Hasek just wouldn't have had that opportunity here in Chicago. I think trading him was probably the smart idea, even though we got nothing for him. So, saying should Belfour get his number retired, I think this is kind of on the little bit of the gray area, because he did play many years in Chicago, had really, really good numbers in Chicago, and but it also falls into the popularity type of thing, as is with Roenick. You know, he wasn't a lifelong Hawk, very, very popular. So it kind of begs to say, can popularity get you into the rafters? Popularity amongst the fan base, should that be something that should be taken into account while determining whether they retire players' numbers or not? The Blackhawks don't retire many numbers. So I don't think that they take that into account as much as us, the fans. So I would say that they definitely don't wait as much as the fans. So I do not think that they will retire Ed Belfour's number. So before I go on any further, I want to give you a quick word from our sponsor. As you know, we have been sponsored by Manscaped in the past. And typically, I only like to do partnerships with organizations, with companies that I believe in, stuff that I use myself. And I got to tell you about Manscaped. We have been, it's kind of funny, me and Matt have talked about this at length, because it's so funny, because it's one of those things that probably the older dudes don't do, but probably a things that a lot of guys do that we joke about, but it's something that we do and we need to take care of stuff. You know, I thought Manscaped was a cool idea, but like I said, I only get behind things that we use ourselves. Using an old pair of hair clippers compared to the Lawnmower 4.0 is the equivalent of trying to cut your nether regions with a battle axe. It just doesn't work very well. Not only is trimming the unmentionables much easier, but it's safer as well. Now, do yourself a favor, go to manscaped.com. They have many products there that you can use that I personally use. I'm going to start off this podcast only about the Lawnmower 4.0. The Lawnmower 4.0 is one of those things that's easy to clean. It has extra like attachments that you could use so that you can keep it clean. It has a little flashlight on it and it charges very, very easily by just plugging it into the provided charger. Now, use our code Tomahawk20 on anything from the site. They have all kinds of products on there, lotions. They have a new loofah that you could use. I'm actually going to be using that pretty soon. I haven't started using that yet because my old loofah's, you know, it's still kind of good, but I'm going to start using their new one because I want to do something new. I've been using the Axe loofah. It sucks. I think it's terrible on your skin and I'm looking for, you know, for something new. So I'm going to try a couple new products from Manscaped. I'm going to let you guys know how that goes, but I do use the Lawnmower 4.0 and it works very, very well. And you know, do yourself a favor, get yourself one. You'll thank me and she'll thank you in the end. Now back to the podcast. One person that I think should definitely have his number retired by the Blackhawks is the unheralded someone that has just doesn't get any respect. That's Steve Larmer. Steve Larmer did so much for the Blackhawks, not just in numbers, but being an Iron Man for the team and really not missing any games. Guy played all the time. He was a contributor on the score sheet, passed, played defense, scored goals. Probably the number one person on this list that should have their number retired, that should be next on the list of number retirees. A great player. Ironically, after he was traded from the Blackhawks, that's when he won his Stanley Cup with the New York Rangers. Unfortunately, it couldn't have been in a Blackhawks sweater. No, he did not play all of his games as a Blackhawk, but he played a large, large majority of them with the Blackhawks as number 28. I think Steve Larmer absolutely should have his number retired. Next, another controversial one, another one that tugs at the heartstrings, Tony Amani, one of my favorite Blackhawks of all time. Talk about a guy who not only stuck around after Roenick was traded, after Chelly was gone, but a guy that put up numbers and continued to put up numbers through his career as a Blackhawk, did not miss many games at all. Played most of his time with the Blackhawks. Tony Amani is someone that, as a fan favorite, my heart says that the Blackhawks should retire his numbers just for his contributions to the team while he was with the Blackhawks. Another person that we could talk about is Patrick Sharp. Patrick Sharp's numbers weren't as good as Amani's, but he did contribute largely in a very, very big way to 3 Stanley Cups for the Chicago Blackhawks. In this case, I honestly think that Sharp might actually negate Tony Amani's his inclusion, his number retiring because of what he did. Fan favorite Tony Amani, I think that we want to put him up there, but because Sharp won 3 Stanley Cups with the Blackhawks, I think if anybody's going to get his number retired by the Blackhawks as number 10, it is probably going to be him. I don't think the Blackhawks remember Tony Amani too well, like as an organization. I don't know. I'm not sure if they've reached out to him or not to see if he'll maybe become somewhat of an ambassador or such, or to maybe take a larger role on being an ambassador for the team, which would be really cool for a lot of the fans considering You know, I just how much of a fan favorite he was, man. I just remember this guy skating with his hair on fire because he was so fast, and he could handle the puck really, really well at those top speeds too. And he played during a time of giants and scored on some of the best goalies to ever play the game. So personally, numbers wise, I think Tony Amonte may. I think that Tony Amonte may be able to get his number retired, but considering Sharp's got 3 Stanley Cups, I think that negates that. Even with Sharp's 3 Stanley Cups, I'm not sure if he, I'm not, like, personally, I'm not sure if he deserves that that number retirement. Definitely, I think he deserves something from the organization, but I'm not sure if he gets that number retirement. I don't think Sharp gets his number 10 retired, and I don't think that they retired Tony Amonte, number 10. Next on the list is Duncan Keith. Duncan Keith absolutely will have his number retired by the Blackhawks. There is no number two other than Eric Weinrich, if we wanted to name anybody who was obviously, I wouldn't say a fan favorite from back in the day, but was a steady, steady hand on the blue line for the Blackhawks back in the day. The Duncan Keith won a couple Norris trophies, won a Conn Smythe, won 3 Stanley Cups with the Chicago Blackhawks, put up some really, really good numbers for the Blackhawks. He absolutely gets his number retired. I think that his number gets retired right next to Seabrook's. Kind of similar what I will think will happen with Patrick Kane and Jonathan Toews. They'll have their numbers retired right next to each other. I think Keith and Siebes will have their numbers retired right next to each other because not only do the numbers support them, but the 3 Stanley Cups put them over the top. So Duncan Keith is a lock. Next on my list is, I think that this is a bit of a fan favorite, but numbers as well support, I think, Nicklas Jarmolson getting his number retired. Probably one of the best defensemen that we had on the team next to Brent Seabrook. Nicklas Jarmolson and Johnny Oduya played some really, really heavy minutes against some really, really tough competition when they were playing for the Blackhawks. I would actually say that they were taking the tough defensive assignments on the teams that we were playing when we won our Stanley Cups, and Siebes and Seabrook were probably our top on offensive pairing, our top pairing. But when we needed to shut down another team's top line, they sent in Jarmolson. It was on that pairing, and I think that he should have his number retired. I think that Stan Bowman was out of his fucking mind when he gave Seth Jones Nick Jarmolson's number. He should have told him, he said, hey, look, Jarmolson wore this number. He won 3 cups with this team. He came up through our lower ranks and became a great, great player for us. His number's off limits. Nobody wears number 4. And to an extent, I think that maybe the locker room should have said something to him as well. Like, hey, man, welcome to the team. We're really glad to have you here, but this number is off limits. You can't wear it. So this is just my opinion. This is the last number that I was going to talk about. This is my opinion on Nick. I think that he earned it considering all of the block shots that he had. Just a shot blocking machine. He scored some pretty big goals too. Put up some assists, but defensively what he did, he should definitely be recognized. I think that his number should be retired in the rafters for his contributions. So, you know what? If there's anybody else that anybody feels should have their numbers retired, I mentioned Kaner and Toews. That goes without saying. It goes without. It's kind of hard because Troy Murray was a big player for the Blackhawks, but didn't have the numbers that Toews did, and he doesn't have the 3 Stanley Cups to go with it. So I think that Toews and Kane absolutely get their numbers retired. As a matter of fact, I think that they're going to have statues made after them. So that's where I'm at with those two. That's why I didn't really mention them in this number retiree podcast, because I think it goes without saying they will absolutely get their numbers retired. So let me know, is there anybody else on the squad, on this team from the say 2010 era, the cup run eras, to the maybe 90s era of players that people think, or that you think should have their number retired. I'm curious to say what people think. Obviously, Hossa wasn't on this list because he just had his number retired. I don't think that, some other favorites right off the top of my head, the Mutt, I don't think that he'll get his number retired. Corey Crawford is someone that I just thought about, will probably should get his number retired. Two cups for the Blackhawks, played all of his games for the Blackhawks, even though he was traded to New Jersey at the end, did not play for them. I think Crow gets his number retired, number 50. I think that he deserved it. He had some good numbers for the Blackhawks. I know I've said things about him, looking through the past and those rose tinted glasses, I think that he's earned it. Being a lifelong Hawk, I think he should definitely get it. So get back to me, get at me on Twitter. Let me know, is there anybody else that you think is a surefire hit to get their number retired? Or is there somebody from the past that I'm not mentioning that should have their number retired that I have not mentioned? So thank you everybody for listening. I really, really appreciate you. Take care of yourselves, and we'll see you on the next one. This is Tomahawk. We're out of here.